This year marks the centennial anniversary of the birth of Ella Fitzgerald. The Richmond Jazz Society is celebrating her legacy with a series of concerts featuring female jazz singers. The first is a performance by vocalist Nicole Henry. It's coming up Tuesday night at Capitol Ale House. I'll have a conversation with Nicole Henry in just a few moments. Here's I'm Gonna Lock My Heart from her CD, The Very Thought of You, with Brian Murphy on piano, Paul Shuchuk on bass, and Danny Berger on drums. On 88.9 WCVE, Richmond Public Radio.
I'm gonna lock my heart and throw away the key. I'm wise to every trick you played on me. I'm gonna turn my back on love. Gonna snub the moon above. Seal all my windows up with tin so the love bug can't get in. I'm gonna park my romance right along the curb and hang a sign upon my heart, please don't disturb. And if I never fall in love again, that's soon enough for me. I'm gonna lock my heart and throw away the key. I am gonna lock my heart and throw away the key. See, I'm wise to all those tricks you played on me. I'm gonna turn my back on love. Gonna snub the moon above. Seal all my windows up with tin so the lover can't get in. I'm gonna park my right along the curb and hang a sign upon my heart, please don't disturb. And if I never fall in love again, that's soon enough for me. I am gonna lock my heart and throw away the key.
Singer Nicole Henry on 88.9 WCVE. She'll be playing Tuesday night at Capitol Ale House in an event hosted by the Richmond Jazz Society. Nicole Henry doesn't limit herself to singing jazz. She's also a professional actress, she writes original music, and she sings R&B. As a child, she was exposed to many different forms of artistic expression. She has vivid memories of her mother playing classical piano, and she spent many years studying cello and dancing ballet. I spoke to her earlier this week and asked her about her musical influences.
I would say it was definitely soul music from the 70s and 80s. And then, of course, in the 80s came MTV, and I was definitely an MTV child. So whether it was Wham! Or Culture Club, and of course Michael Jackson. So a little bit of everything, but certainly I can still see it dancing around to the Spinners and to the Commodores on my parents. And then Patti LaBelle. Because my aunt, who's still a singer, a background vocalist, she was singing, she has been singing with Patti LaBelle for the last 23 years. So I've seen many a Patti LaBelle concert and definitely grew up understanding what belting it out was.
There was some exposure to jazz in her childhood, but it was a long time before that music actually resonated with Nicole.
I now vividly can see my grandfather sitting in his leather chair with his cigarette and with what looked like apple juice to me, you know, him bopping and bebopping over there, listening to some easy jazz, and I didn't know what he was doing. But now that I see that picture, I totally understand what he was doing. He was chilling, listening to jazz, and scatting along.
With the memory of her grandfather's music lingering somewhere in the back of her mind, Nicole pursued a career as a professional actor. Her singing career didn't commence until the early 2000s, when she began making appearances performing original material. One day, she and her guitarist were invited to open for a jazz nightclub in Miami Beach. It was here that she was finally exposed to live jazz in a context where she could really comprehend it.
So they had hired me and my guitarist to come in and sing for what they called the Love Hour, and then to follow, I would stay around and hang out and listen to the jazz. quartet, which, or trio, which had a vocalist all the time. And that was the first time where consciously I was hearing jazz.
There's a small hotel with a wishing well. I wish that we were there together right now.
I just never really heard it as a genre and to understand. Like, these were all just new melodies and new lyrics to me, and it just was so poetic. And so, I really connected to it immediately.
Friends gave Nicole copies of CDs by Nina Simone and Billie Holiday, including Billie's late recording called Lady in Satin. Again, it took some time before Nicole was open to this music.
What are these voices? I just could not understand their voices.
I'm a fool to want you. I'm a fool to want you.
And then when I finally saw it live, I went back to those same albums and completely got it, completely understood what I had missed. That's why I can't say enough about live music. Not only because I'm an entertainer, but I believe in the power of music and the power of seeing it live and feeling it live. It's a whole other experience, and it was for me, and that particularly changed the direction of my life.
Since then, Nicole Henry has spent a great deal of time learning the Great American Songbook, paying close attention to performers like Carmen McRae, Nancy Wilson, Sarah Vaughan, and Dinah Washington. She admires each of these artists, but she's been careful not to lose her own identity in the process.
What a day this has been, what a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in love, and there's a smile on my face.
It's funny because as a vocalist, you know, when I was studying and choosing songs for repertoire, I'm definitely, I would say even hard-headed sometimes when it comes to learning songs, because I never, ever wanted to learn a song so well from somebody's version that then I found myself copying that version.
A stick, a stone, it's the end of the road, it's the rest of the stump, it's a little alone, it's a sliver of glass, it's life, it's the sun, it's night, it's death, it's a trap, it's a gun, the oak when it blows.
But I definitely, you know, in approaching jazz, understanding it was 50 years later than most of these songs came out, from the time most of these songs came out, I always ask myself, what else can I bring to the song that hasn't already been recorded, or that, you know, people haven't heard a bunch of times before? That's a challenge, but also I found it to be very exciting.
Singer Nicole Henry. We'll listen next to a version of the classic Gershwin song, Embraceable You, which she recorded in 2011.
Embrace me, my sweet embraceable you. Embrace me, my irreplaceable you. Just one look at you, my heart grew tipsy in me. For you and you alone, bring out this gypsy in me. I love all those many charms about you. Above all, I want my arms about you. So don't be a naughty baby, come to mama.
Singer Nicole Henry on 88.9 WCVE. She'll be at Capitol Ale House playing two sets Tuesday night, March 14th.
sweet and lovely lady be good. Oh, lady be good to me. 'Cause I'm so awfully misunderstood. Oh, lady, be good to me. Say I'm
okay, so this concert is part of a series of concerts the Richmond Jazz Society is putting together to recognize the 100th anniversary of the birth of Ella Fitzgerald, which I guess is actually happening in April, but it's kind of the lead up. You have the first concert in that series. So how has Ella impacted your music, and how do you plan to maybe reflect that in the program on Tuesday night?
First of all, I'm very excited to be the first. In putting my set list together, I was just dumbfounded at how many songs I had to choose from.
Johnny could only sing one note, and the note he sang was this.
And she recorded thousands of songs. I really like her Broadway, you know, the songs that came from Broadway musicals, the spin that she took on them. Johnny One Note, You Can Have Them, Love for Sale. There were so many things that people know because it's Ella's.
Appetizing young love for sale.
She really made jazz and the melodies of the American Songbook so accessible. I think the sweetness of her voice, the fun that she was having with the music, the fun that she made with the songs, I definitely know that I feel that when I sing, and that's a lot of the objective when I sing. So it's a super honor to highlight Ella Fitzgerald and her career.
You can learn more about Nicole Henry at her website, NicoleHenry.com. For tickets and information on Tuesday night's concert at Capitol Ale House, there's actually going to be two sets. Go to vajazz.org and click on Guest Educators Concert Series.
I can only give you love that lasts forever, and a promise to be near each time you call. And the only heart I own is for you and you alone. That's all, that's all. I can only give you country walls.